Robot or not, robot or not.
John, listener Enno, listener David, listener Ryan, and listener Mark all wrote in to send us a YouTube video for the grocery store warehouse swarm. Now, this is a very nice video from the friendly YouTuber Tom Scott, who also actually I think was part of our episode about how long water has to be a river. And here the question is, who are these? What are these guys? And are they robots? So they're little remote-controlled things that go pick stuff up in this warehouse and move it around, and they're all controlled, I think, by like a central dispatch, where they have kind of like a hive mind. But either way, I think it's an interesting question of are these little guys robots? Are they, because they're like on a grid? They're picking stuff up and putting stuff down. And would it matter if they were all individuals that were coordinating with each other or in forming kind of a gestalt, or if they ended up being kind of a, like remote controlled by a computer somewhere? What is there any scenario here where these guys are robots, even though everybody calls them robots? We know that that is not always the case.
Well, it matters a lot if you're a ragtag group of rebels trying to take down this organized grid of things. Because if they're controlled from a central thing, you just got to shoot that central thing, and all the robots will go dead.
Yeah.
Right. It's a cliche for a reason. All right. So actually, I mean, you hit on it. That is the key question here, right? So just, well, put this, do we have show notes? We should put this link in the show notes, because it's a really cool video to look at. Like, it is like, imagine a warehouse, only the warehouse is covered in a giant grid of like 2-foot by 2-foot squares. And just as far as I can see, just a grid, square, square, square. There might be rectangles, I can't tell. Anyway, the robots are moving along the grid, you know, picking up things and dropping them off. And there are tons of these robots, hundreds, it looks like. The question about whether these little guys are actually robots or not really hinges on how the little dance is done here, right? So if these things really are, don't have any smarts in them themselves, but are essentially remote control cars, all controlled by a central thing, which is totally plausible. Like a central computer could handle this easily. Like the grid's not that big. It's a fairly simple pathfinding problem that is probably outclassed by most modern video games, right? Only obviously the difference is this real physical world and things break and stuff like that. But other than that, there's no reason why this couldn't all be controlled centrally. But I can't tell from this video whether they are being controlled centrally, as in a remote control car, as in a central computer is sending all the instructions, these things, or whether the central computer simply says, you know,
hey, robot A1, pick this up.
Yeah, go to square B52. And then it's up to the little thingy to figure out how to get to square B52, avoiding the other thingies with its sort of local reasoning about, I can sense who's on the same line as me, I can see who's up ahead or whatever. Because the central thing could just say, we need something picked up from this square and we need to put in that square. If it gives instructions like that, but doesn't say how to do it, doesn't actually route them to say, okay, once 60 times a second, I tell every single robot that's on the grid what they're supposed to do. Go forward, go backwards, go straight, stay still, hundreds of times a second. If it's doing that for all of them, they're not robots, right? They're just remote control cars by a big central thing. But if they're being given instructions to say, just go to B52 and I don't care how you get there, but just don't hit any other robots. And then they say, okay. And they go off and the little things themselves are constantly sensing who's to my left, who's to my right. How clear is the path ahead of me? Do I see someone coming on this thing? Then they're robots.
Got me a robot. She's as big as a whale. Sorry, that is what happens in square B52. I was thinking also that you could even have a setup where there's like a shopping list or like a queue of like, these are the things we need. And then an individual robot sort of says, okay, where am I? Mm-hmm. What's the most efficient one for me to pick off the stack and have it kind of emerge from there? Right,
yeah, like you could have a traveling robot salesman problem. What's the shortest path between all these
classic
points?
Yeah, exactly. And could you? I mean, so we don't really have an answer here. It's sort of like they could be robots, or they could not be robots.
Exactly.
But I think what's interesting is it actually reminds me of if you think about emergent behavior from things like beehives or ant colonies, right? Where you're, and there are lots of other examples of this, where you set up a series of rules. and then you kind of let them go, and you can create kind of interesting emergent behavior. So depending on how these guys are set up, assuming they're not dumb terminals that are just being told, like you said, 60 frames a second to, you know, about what to do, you could end up just setting up a bunch of rules saying, here's the queue, find your take an assignment, fulfill your assignment, then look in the queue again, and end up with a system that could potentially be really efficient. And then I guess those are robots.
Yeah, and you might look at this and think, well, why this is such a technical distinction? Why does it matter where they're getting instructions from or whatever? Or you could look at them and say, oh, they're definitely robots, or they're definitely not robots. But it's a really important question if you make it biological, to use a biological analogy. It really, really matters where the brain is and how many brains there are. If there's one big brain controlling all these things, you're not going to call the individual things robots. Just like you wouldn't call your fingers,
or ourselves
entities, because you're just one brain. But if every single one of those little guys has a brain that's used to figure out how to accomplish their vaguely specified task of get from wherever the heck you are to these five squares and come back to this square, and then they're just off to the races, sort of, like you were saying, the ant colony or whatever, the bees, then they're robots, right? And the thing is, in nature, I'm not aware of any situation where there is like a central brain, except for maybe like a big plant or something, but it's not really a brain in that scenario. But right. What you were talking about is in all those scenarios, bees, ants, any kind of insect type thing, or even flocks of birds, every single one of those little things has its own little brain.
Yeah, it's the gestalt that creates the organism that may think bigger, but it's not a brain. It's not a central brain. It's just the net result of behavior on a grand scale of individual rules, essentially, and individual actors.
Yeah, and you need that individual actor to be a robot otherwise. Otherwise, you're just a puppet.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, otherwise, they're just peripherals for a computer, mm-hmm. right?
They're
I think that would be
long
the difference. If it's literally like we have a central computer that tells these little boxes where to go, then these are just like wireless claws for mm-hmm. the computer. It literally is just a peripheral for the factory computer. And we've talked about that before. Like, a computer's not a robot. Like, the part of the wrapped up in the definition of a robot is mm-hmm. that it's kind of controls its own space and is its own actor, not just a dumb extension of something else.
Yeah. But if you want to interrupt the grocery flow, it's probably good for you if there's a central computer. You just knock that thing out, no more groceries.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, I hope everybody's happy we did something about robots. You're welcome, everyone.
Robot or not.